This is Willie Terry, your roaming labor correspondent for the Hustle Mohawk Network, here today in the streets of Albany on a hot day. Today is Thursday, June the 6th, where the nurses are holding a rally on a hot issue. And that hot issue is that they want a contract. They want a contract. I'm going to try to get some interviews with some of the coordinators to speak to me about what's going on today. And I have as my guest here at the Nurses Association a rally to get a contract, Chris. And Chris, tell me something about yourself.
My name is Chris Lee. I've been a nurse for 6 years at Albany Medical Center. I work on a unit called C2, which is for urology and colorectal surgery patients.
Uh-huh. And Chris, what is your role in the union?
My role as of right now is I'm on the bargaining committee. So I'm at the negotiation sessions, sitting across the table from the Albany Medical Center management, reviewing proposals and helping the other nurses that are as well on the bargaining committee create proposals and counter-proposals to ensure that we have a fair contract.
So tell me something about the issue that y'all are rallying for today, because I know y'all had a big fight about a year ago to get a union. Mm-hmm. And now you got the union, so what's going on now?
Anyone involved in unionizations or unions know that, you know, the fight always continues. You know, you go one step at a time. The first step was to get the union authorized. The next step is to get a fair contract. You know, the next step is to ensure that the contract is followed, and then to, again, obviously always continuing to make sure that fair contracts are continued and, you know, renewed. So right now we're in the process of trying to get our first contract, which is very important, you know, to have a good first contract. You can get a good first step into ensuring that the employees that are affected by the union get what they deserve. So we're here today in a kind of community rally, community support event, to kind of give some awareness to the community that we're here. You know, a year ago, you know, we did have the election, and, you know, some people may have seen, you know, some things on the news about what was going on. And we're just kind of here just reminding everybody that, you know, we're here, we're working on a contract. And obviously, as nurses, you know, we serve the patients. Patients come from the community. So the community is going to be the ones that are affected by whatever happens to us. And by gaining improvements to our ability to perform our jobs, they're going to gain the ability of receiving even better care than they already get.
So how long you been working on the contract?
So we've been, our first negotiation session was in August. So we've been doing it for, I think, what is it, 10 months, 9 months now. We anticipate it'll be finishing up pretty soon. You know, we've just recently had a session yesterday, and we got everything but, I think, one proposal across the table. We actually have quite a bit of the contract, or the what we assume would be our contract, negotiated upon. And have a tentative agreements on those proposals. So we're pretty close to getting, you know, everything closed up. Some things, we have one or two little issues that we need to work out that we're, you know, still trying to work on, but, you know, vast majority of language may be agreed upon. So we got quite a bit of our contract finished. We're, you know, just kind of in that final push to get this contract finalized.
So it don't seem like the management is giving y'all any type of real resistance again?
No, I mean, they've been giving us resistance, and from what we understand from the staff at NYSNA, which have been helping us immensely, ensuring that we get a good contract, the negotiations that we've been doing and the resistance we've been encountering from the management is really no different than they've seen elsewhere in other facilities, regardless of size, their history, whatnot. You know, the existing contracts or new contracts. You know, they say that what we've been encountering, what we're encountering now, is pretty typical. You know, length of contract negotiations is not uncommon for what we're doing. Putnam actually just finished their first negotiations for contract not that long ago, and they actually voted after us. So I think they voted like June-ish, and they got their contract maybe April-ish. So, you know, being, you know, the first contract, you know, our track is actually not that far off. So everything we've been doing, everything we've been getting, you know, in terms of resistance from them, in terms of our timelines, have been pretty normal from what I understand.
Okay. All right, Chris, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. And I have as my guest Corey Ellis, from the city council?
I'm president of city council.
President of city council. And Corey,
I'm also the upstate political director for New York State.
Tell me something about yourself, Corey. Right?
I'm also the upstate political director for New York State Nurse Association.
Right, okay. And Corey, what is the purpose of today's community rally?
Community rally is to bring attention to the nurses at Auburn Medical Center who've organized with NYSNA to settle their contract, fair and just contract around safe staffing for our patients and for the nurses as well.
Now, since they formed that union, is there any real resistance going on to try to keep them from getting that contract?
Well, there's always, you know, a resistance, especially when you have a hospital that's never been unionized ever before. So there is, I think sometimes there is not understanding what a union really is and how to negotiate with a union. So the nurses are here are showing the community that this hospital needs to understand what they're fighting for, and they're fighting for their patients and for patient care, and they're also fighting for their livelihood as well and be respected. Respect comes in many forms. Respect comes in having nurse-to-patient ratios. Respect comes in making sure people are making a living wage. Respect comes in making sure people are not paying so high costs for health insurance. Respect comes from also having a voice and listening to that voice and how you run your hospital. And our nurses are key to making that happen, and that's why they formed the union, so they can have a voice on the day-to-day operations of their workplace and how the hospital runs.
Now, what kind of feedback have you been getting from the, you know, the members of the part of the union now, since you formed it?
Well, they're here. They're the ones speaking.
All right, and I know it's on the table there. There's an event coming up soon.
Yes.
Could you tell me something about that?
Yes. They have a June 13th in the Capitol, a rally around passing our state safe staffing bill, safe staffing patient care bill, which is in the Assembly in the Senate. And so on June 13th, they're going to be calling on them to pass the bill before the session ends.
So in that day, you want people to come down?
Yes, people. We will be rallying. Our nurses will be showing up. We'll be in the $1 million staircase, sending our message. We're also having our members call elected, Assembly Speaker Hasty and call the Majority Leader, Ms. Cousins, to get these out of committee and let their members vote on our safe staffing bill.
All right, thanks, Corey.
Thank you.
So I'm very happy to be here. Actually, anytime I get a chance to speak for this wonderful union, anytime they call, over the years, whether I was at Citizen Action or now with the Labor Federation, I always come because it's the best damn union in New York State. And I don't say that to any other union, believe me. The fight for 15, you were there. The fight against the bomb trains, you were there. The fight for safe staffing, you're there. The fight for a better life for people all over, whether they're in your union, your families, your patients, or our general communities of working people, you're there leading the way, and I greatly, greatly love you for that. We were thrilled when you organized and got your union. We had no idea it would take you this long to get the contract. When I run into Michael, or I run into any of your members, or I run into your leaders from NYSNA, I say, how's it going down there? Because once you get this contract, this great, big, huge, beautiful contract, where you force those people who have so much to give what we need to have a decent life, once you get that, we're going to take that message, that victory, to every other hospital and every other place that's unorganized all over here. I've said this every time I've spoken to you. We live in the richest country, not in the world, but in the history of the world. We have enough money in this country that we could do anything we wanted to help people, or we could do anything we wanted to hurt people. We have wealthy folks in this country who have so much money, they would embarrass the ancient Roman emperors and pharaohs of Egypt on how much money they have. I know every one of you thought about what you do with $1 million. I've thought about it a bunch. What you do with $2 million? $1 billion is $1,000 million. You can't earn it and you can't spend it. All you can do, the only way you can get it is by stealing it from working people. And we want it back. We want it back. If you call on our 130,000 members in the 11 counties around here and say we're doing a picket down there, we're doing a rally down there, whatever you need, a collection, whatever you need, we will do it. I pledge you that. Take care of yourself, take care of your families, and let's get this damn contract.
Fair contract now. Fair contract now. Fair contract now.